This is the Don and Mike Show.
Arr!
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
With happy hands and mumbling mouths, here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, it's hot. Everybody knows that. Here's the thing with Rachel Ray about nuts.
Keep your nuts in the freezer, especially when it's hot outside, because nuts are full of oil, and the oil can spoil, of course.
Right.
Put my nuts into a plastic food storage bag and give them a good whack.
No!
Oh. Ooh, that's fun.
No!
Take out all your aggression.
Ow!
It's a good time. Remember, guys, especially in the summer, keep your nuts in the freezer to keep the oils from spoiling.
Okay, I will.
Why you got to beat on my nuts, though?
Well, they're covered with oil. She doesn't like them. Mm.
Oh, oil. Buzz?
Yes.
Warnings for you.
Warning. Save our nation from decay.
Right.
And deliver our children from the horrors of perversion.
Amen. Horrors.
So,
horrors.
Listen now, Buzz.
The warning that I've received, you may take it with however many grains of salt you wish, that the brown acid that is circulating around us is not specifically too good.
Okay, so the brown acid's no good.
Don't take the brown acid. No,
listen as well to this, Buzz.
Now, people have been saying that some of the acid is poison. It's not poison. It's just bad acid. It's manufactured poorly. So anybody that thinks they've taken some poison, forget it. And if you feel like experimenting, only take half a tab, okay? Thank you.
That's my advice.
Half a tab.
And a glass of cold orange juice. Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, Meredith Vieira is eating testicles.
Scary.
Testicles.
Testicles?
Yes, testicles.
And why would you eat them?
Part of it.
Very good.
Because I told you to, honey.
Go do it, Meredith.
How about Nicole Richie? Why do you take Vicodin, honey?
Tiger.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's not Nicole Richie.
Richie, forthcoming.
Nicole Richie, why do you take Vicodin?
So what was it that night?
I had smoked marijuana that night, and then I was just driving home.
Marijuana?
I had Vicodin in my system from that day, which I take for pain.
And you say Vicodin for pain?
I have very bad menstrual cramps.
Cramps. And during that time of the month, who doesn't want to load up on Vicodin?
That's right.
But what about STDs?
Right.
Everybody can suck it.
And she has admitted she's pregnant, right?
Yes.
Yes.
She is with child.
Right. She's carrying, I think, a 2-ounce baby.
Yes. Yeah. Well, the Vicodin and the marijuana combined will do that.
But
to
take him to full term, and they're hoping at the end of 9 months, he's a pound.
A pound.
Thank goodness she didn't take the brown ass.
He'll have hands the size of Dan Snyder.
Well, that's all I got. Hold on. I got a little more OJ. They release a little more OJ every day.
Mm-hmm. A little bit at a time.
From that thing he did on the internet last week.
If it's got interesting issues, I do watch. And of course.
I know. They ask him, what about like Lindsay Lohan and celebrities getting in trouble?
If it's got interesting issues, I do watch. And of course, it's like everybody's like watching the Indy 500 and anticipating a crash, you know,
yeah.
When we have celebrities or Michael Vick or, you know, celebrities involved. I finally understood the attraction of my trial once my trial was over and I started watching some of the more celebrated cases on court TV.
Is there a problem?
Yeah, you never shut up.
Shut up, Juice.
You know, Michael Vick is an ass, but he didn't cut his wife's head off.
That's true.
Right. I mean, but it's nice. I'm relieved.
He was abusive to dogs.
Yes, and I am relieved.
At least he didn't cut his wife's head off.
I'm relieved, though, that finally... or maybe even earlier, that OJ understands this now.
Yes.
Understands why people were so attracted to his trial.
It's hard for me to believe that so many people seem to want him to be guilty.
Oh, now here's
here's
what Mike Vick needs. Mike Vick needs OJ defending him.
Sure, absolutely.
I felt that way with my trial. It just seemed I was watching the media. It was almost like they wanted me to be guilty.
What? Yeah.
Exactly.
It had nothing to do with the evidence, Juice.
No. Evidence didn't matter. It was a collective will.
You know, from what I understand and what everybody says about Mike Vick, and I don't know Mike Vick, he's a terrific guy. You know, obviously if he's...
I'm sure he wants that on his resume. Uh-huh.
Yes, he doesn't know him, but he's a terrific guy.
OJ says, I'm terrific.
Right.
He's guilty of this? Well, he's going to be penalized by the legal system. But I have three dogs, so I was appalled, you know.
Oh.
Oh, he was appalled.
OJ was appalled.
That's good.
I cannot fathom a guy could watch these dogs fight. I've never been to a dog fight.
On the other hand, I cut my wife's head off with no problem. Wow. I went right to Jack in the Box and got a combo meal.
It's right. It was quick, I suppose. That's
the It doesn't look good. I do not believe that you should give this guy that they're giving an easier sentence if he testifies against Vic. Because I don't know how much you can trust the veracity of a guy who they tell him, we'll make the deal with you, and the deal is predicated on how good you are in helping us with our case.
Yeah, like if
I'm so glad he's finally lifting his silence, though, because I want to hear what he says on these issues.
Well, I believe that would induce a person to lie. But, I just can't believe a guy that make as much money as Michael does would be hands-on involved with something like dogfighting.
I can't believe a guy that had the world by the tail would cut his wife's head off.
You are never to blame. Right.
Orenthal.
James.
You are never to blame.
Simpson. And that is an insult to all of the orange Simpsons who live in Springfield.
You are never to blame.
And I finally saw it, and it was fantastic.
A Simpsons movie?
Great movie.
Yeah.
Really fun. Really fun. I mean, just you know what it is? It's really the collective irreverency that they give you just tiny little shots. That's what the whole movie is.
And now
little shot here, little shot there. That's what I love about The Simpsons.
You got to follow it up with the Bourne movie.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you gonna love it.
Love me the Matt Damon. Can't wait to see it.
Albert Finney has a big role.
He's in it?
In the end of the movie. And,
oh, good.
And it really does. I mean, it doesn't leave much room for a fourth Bourne movie because Jason Bourne finds out exactly who he is, exactly why he did. Mike, no. I'm not. No spoiler.
I was about to do the la-la-la.
No spoiler. Yeah, no,
right.
He finds out. This is in the ads.
It's all laid out.
Yeah. He finds out who he is.
Have they said they're going to do another one?
No, that was the whole reason for coming out with this one. Kind of
the trilogy.
Ties it in a knot. All and it's outstanding. Great action.
Good stuff.
You can't miss it. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. Hey, here's the thing about the Michael Vick case. It's divided people. The Southern Christian Leadership Conference gathers this week to honor Martin Luther King Jr., Barack Obama, and Michael Vick. As the SCLC enters its 50th year, its president mentioned last week that the conference this year would find a way to recognize the Atlanta Falcons quarterback.
For what? I mean...
I know. He hasn't said.
Who were the other two guys? It was Martin Luther King and who else?
Yeah, they'll spend time, of course, talking about Martin Luther King Jr. and Barack Obama about his ascent to the presidency.
Martin Luther King, a great man for civil rights.
Right.
Barack Obama, maybe the first African-American president.
Right.
Michael Vick
is
a stupid football player.
Falcons quarterback.
Who kills dogs.
Right.
What? And they haven't given the reason why they're honoring him?
They're
going to honor him.
That's what Charles Steele says, the president of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference.
Southern Christian Leadership Council?
Conference, but yes.
Hold on. Just go ahead. I'm just going to Google that.
He says he isn't sure how Michael Vick will be honored or whether Vick will even attend the conference, but he said they intend to do something.
What are the initials, Buzz?
SCLC, Southern Christian Leadership Conference. SCLC.
SCLC.
Been around for 50 years.
Sklick.
Now. Starting their 50th year.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Do what we always do. Google it. Uh-huh. Southern Christian Leadership Council.
That's the neat thing about the internet.
Yeah. Internet. Out of Atlanta. Right.
I'm not going to go to Wikipedia. I'll go to their official website.
Okay.
The very beginnings of the SCLC can be traced back to the Montgomery bus boycott.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's a whole thing about civil rights.
Right.
It's a whole thing about equal rights.
Right.
I don't see how Michael Vick figures into this thing.
They haven't explained it. They really have. They just said they will.
Except the color of his skin.
I mean, you really ought to have some sort. I mean, when anybody's being honored, just just being in a particular profession.
We're going to have to wait and see. This conference, this year's annual convention, wraps up on Wednesday. And by then, I guess we'll know how they are going to honor Michael.
Now, maybe they'll make it a conference call. That just would be easier for everybody.
404.
You're calling them.
Five,
calling the headquarters of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference.
Very good.
As they enter their 50th year.
It's on their website.
Vick faces 5 years in prison, $250,000 fine for allegedly torturing and killing dogs that lost in staged fights with other dogs.
Just hand me the phone, would you, Robbie? Thank you. Hello? Still ringing, third ring.
All right.
It's after business hours. So.
But maybe they have an answering machine. Fourth ring. And... up here, thank you for calling Southern Christian Leadership Conference.
Right.
Our office hours are Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. We're located at Georgia Center,
Oh, so they're centered in Georgia. In
Atlanta, Georgia.
Right, well,
Atlanta, Georgia. Our fax number is 404 blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. For more information, blah, 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 blah. Ah.
To leave a message.
Ah, here you go. Very good. It's what you were hoping for. In lieu of a live person.
Mm-hmm. We'll wait and see.
Oh, hold on.
What happened?
They are still, it's still, you may dial for the office of the president.
Dial 20. Right.
That's the guy, Charles Steele.
Okay.
President of the SCLC.
Okay, your call is being transferred.
Well, this is the way you get an answer sometimes.
It's true.
Let me see if I get his voicemail. Hello? What's his name, Charles?
Yes, Charles Steele.
Charlie Steele.
Mm-hmm. Find out. You know, yeah, that's the best way sometimes is to go right to the top.
A legitimate question, but they have not said yet. How or why?
Okay, I got Nancy West, his executive assistant.
Mm-hmm. Have to leave the message for her. But no one's there after hours.
Right.
I understood they used to run a pretty good after hours club there.
I hadn't heard that.
I am trying to reach him. Gotcha. Okay, hold on just one second.
You're going to leave the message now?
Had to push a button.
Charles, my man. Charles, my name is Don Geronimo. I am a proud black man and have been my entire life. I wanted to say, what the frig are you doing? Why is Michael Vick being honored with Martin Luther King? It makes me wish I were white. Good day to you, sir.
Yes, you told
me. I'm sure you'll get a prompt response.
You didn't leave your number, Don.
I'm number one, Buzz.
That's right.
I'm number one.
Well, wow. For all of this, for the charges against him, and in spite of it, Vic has, or because of it, Vic's been condemned by both Al Sharpton and Russell Simmons. The NAACP, meanwhile, has urged everyone not to rush to judgment. The SCLC, at least the president, Charles Steele, says Vic will be honored somehow this week at their conference.
Well, I mean, whatever side you're on, and yeah. I mean, if you, nobody argues with the fact that you do the whole thing about, you know, innocent until proven guilty. You find out, I want right. to know the facts as well.
Sure.
But the fact is, if you're going to honor somebody and that's hanging over their head, you certainly pull back a little bit and you wait. You don't steamroll ahead. Unless, of course, there is a specific reason that he did something uh-huh. where he's being honored. That's what I, you know, but that's what nobody's saying.
And if that's the case, they have not said. He simply made the simple statement last week. Charles Steele said, we plan to honor Mike Vick.
I tried to call him.
You did your best.
As a proud black man, Mike.
Right, right.
And will you white guys stop keeping me down?
Amen.
I'm sorry, Don.
Don't never, ever trust whitey.
I don't trust any of you guys.
Print it.
I don't trust none of you guys.
Understood.
Live it. Love it.
Soul brother number one.
There you go.
Don, you've changed.
Yes, he has.
Now this, more and more, the marijuana consumed by Americans is grown in America, partly because of the immigration crackdown along the Mexican border. Every year for the last 3 years, authorities have seized a million more pot plants than the year before. Last year, that number was just under 5 million plants. The growing of pot on public land is old news in Appalachia and the Pacific Northwest, but now they're finding massive fields of it in our suburbs.
But don't take the brown acid.
That's right, whatever you do. In the small Chicago suburb of Barrington, Illinois, the feds just eradicated 18 fields of weed.
The warning that I've received, you may take it with however many grains of salt you wish, that the brown acid that is circulating around us is not specifically too good.
Why don't they just... As long as that organization is just spotlighting anyone that's brown,
mm-hmm.
why not just throw brown acid on?
The brown acid.
After Michael Vick and Martin Luther King.
Very, very interesting. And when he says, take this with grains of salt, I didn't know that's how you took acid.
Oh, yeah.
With a few grains of salt.
Yeah.
How many people out there at that concert were sitting there, man, we don't have any salt. What are we going to do?
Don't step on my acid, man, with your salt.
Man, the salt cuts it.
That ain't salt.
Where's my salt lick?
Salt, and now they're eradicating the weed.
Salt Peter.
So in the Chicago suburb, they found these 18 fields of marijuana, about 60,000 plants, some of them 8 feet tall, all of it worth about $30 million. And nearby, of course, a campsite stocked with food and water, tents, cots, and tables, and an irrigation system with a generator to run it, plus an underground bunker, its entrance blocked with logs.
The pot is as high as an elephant's eye.
I love it when you go Broadway.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Appreciate it. Thank you for acknowledging that.
And I only wish one of your tools would work on this show. Try to get that guy on the show.
Mm-hmm.
That guy that we just called.
Right.
I'd much rather talk to him about why he's honoring Michael Vick than talk to some 12-year-old kid
that collects vacuum cleaners. I was, but the 12-year-old kid was better than the guy with the house, the town named after his.
That was only because his parents were such jerks.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah, it wouldn't have worked that way. And the thing about the guy though, with the town, it was the nervous laugh. That's mm-hmm. what I boy.
Yeah,
you want us to turn on you like rabid dogs, like Michael Vick's pit bulls. You know, you get that.
And now join us as we honor America, Martin Luther King, Barack Obama, and Michael Vick.
Timing is everything.
What? Somebody's been taking their tap lessons. The U.S. government's authority to wiretap phone calls and email without a warrant just got a little broader. In other words, Congress and the president have just legalized what the National Security Agency's been doing all along. The president signed this new bill into law yesterday after it had been approved by both Democrat-controlled houses of Congress. The new law allows the government to monitor phone calls between anyone in this country.
Everybody wants to be loved.
With anyone in any other country. Officials say they're doing this to go after the foreigner, not the American.
Mm-hmm.
The bill also, however, takes wiretapping authority out of the hands of a court and puts it into the hands of intelligence officials. And the new law also forces telecommunications companies to cooperate, something AT&T was already doing.
Did I say those words?
Yes, you did.
And I have one thing to say about that.
Yes.
Is it safe? Is it safe?
Ah!
It's not.
Is it safe?
On another technology note, we're running out of internet addresses. IP addresses are like phone numbers in that they're going fast. Some experts say we'll run out of IP addresses in about 3 years. They worry that this will limit the growth and efficiency of the internet and make internet access more expensive.
No. Yeah. It's like Under the Bleachers by Seymour Heine. Uh-huh. Yeah. What was the one by IP Daily? Was it Yellow River?
Yellow River by IP Daily.
Daily.
Right. And, and then it was Blank on the Wall by Who Flung Poo.
That's right.
Yeah, I love it. The old jokes are the good ones, Dodd.
That's right. The same opportunists who scooped up domain names may be doing the same with the remaining combination numbers of IP addresses. These experts say it's time to come up with a new addressing system and that the issuing of IP addresses ought to be more regulated.
You remember the day when an address was someplace you drove to?
Yeah.
What's your address? I think I'll go there. You got a nice little picket fence out front?
You know what's even better, Mike?
What's that?
Back when phone numbers were... Klondike 54723.
Oh, man. That's why I enjoy Country Time Lemonade, artificial drink mix.
Well, IP version 6, as they call it, would allow for trillions more new IP addresses, and that ought to keep the government busy. Why workaholic equals loser when we continue?
All right.
Pardon?
I'm just glad. Sounds like a story I'm going to like coming up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Time for a break.